Track 4. More news. Schools show racism, the red card winners. A school in Newton Abbott is celebrating after three of its students were named winners in this year's Show Racism, the Red Card competition. The initiative encourages young people to express anti-racism messages through creative media. The three students from Coombs Head Academy, part of Education Southwest, were among this year's winners. Year 10 students Izzy and Holly impressed judges in the music category with their original song, Mercy on Us, which explores themes of unity, empathy and justice. Meanwhile, Eloise, in Year 8, was selected as a winner in the artwork category for her moving and thought-provoking visual piece. The three girls have been invited to attend the awards ceremony at Nottingham Forest Football Club's City Ground in May. Helen Coulson, head teacher at Coombs Head Academy, said, "We're incredibly proud of Izzy, Holly and Eloise, not just for their creativity, but for using their voices and talents to promote such an important message. These awards reflect their passion, empathy and commitment to standing up against racism. They have represented Coombs Head Academy with distinction on a national scale." Matthew Shanks, Chief Executive Officer of Education Southwest, said, "The success of these students shows the power of education, creativity and youth voice in challenging injustice. Congratulations to Izzy, Holly and Eloise on this fantastic achievement." Show Racism, the Red Card, is an anti-racism education charity. It was established in England in January 1996. It aimed to harness the high-profile nature of footballers as anti-racist role models to educate against racism throughout society in the United Kingdom.
Tuberculosis cases are recorded in Tunbridge. Several cases of tuberculosis were recorded in Tunbridge over the past 3 years, figures show. The UK Health Security Agency has launched a call to help create England's next tuberculosis national action plan after a surge in cases across the country. Charity Asthma and Lung UK said the increasing number of tuberculosis infections in England is worrying and called on the government to design an effective public health strategy. UK HSA figures show 9 cases of tuberculosis were logged in Tunbridge between 2021 and 2023. Tuberculosis is an infection that mainly affects the lungs and can become serious if not treated with antibiotics. There is also a vaccine that helps protect those most at risk. In England, the number of tuberculosis cases rose by 11% in 2023. It was the largest annual increase since records began in 2000 and the highest number of cases since 2017. Dr. Andy Whittemore, clinical head of Asthma and Lung UK, said the rise in cases across England is worrying, but added it is not surprising. He said there is a well-established link between deprivation and lung conditions and warned the increasing number of people living in poor conditions, including in overcrowded damp accommodation, has contributed to its rise. He said smoking also substantially increases the likelihood of developing the condition. He said tuberculosis is treatable, but people with symptoms need to be able to access healthcare and marginalised individuals face many barriers when trying to access the services they need. Effective implementation of a cross-government public health strategy is vital to address rising tuberculosis rates. But the government must also tackle the root causes of inequality if we are to begin to close the health gap between rich and poor. Dr. Esther Robinson, head of the UK HSA's tuberculosis unit, warned tuberculosis is a serious public health concern in England, but added the infection is preventable and curable. Common symptoms include a cough that lasts more than 3 weeks, feeling tired or exhausted, high temperatures or night sweats, a loss of appetite, and unexplained weight loss.
Share Shed awarded grant by National Lottery. A mobile library of things has been awarded what it describes as a game-changing grant from the National Lottery. The Share Shed offers access to more than 350 items in an affordable and convenient way, from tools and camping gear to household appliances and leisure equipment. It operates on a weekly basis from several locations, including Totnes, Ashburton, Buckfastleigh, Dartington, Ivybridge, South Brent and Kingsbridge. And the charity has recently announced that it has been awarded more than £250,000 of funding to be delivered over the next 4 years from the National Lottery. The Share Shed was set up by the Network of Wellbeing with help from the National Lottery Community Fund in 2017. The current grant will enable the charity to deliver its new project called Happier People and Stronger Communities through Share and Repair in South Devon. Since 2017, the Shed has made more than 6,000 loans to more than 3,000 people. And with additional support outlined above, the charity aims to provide thousands more people with access to affordable, convenient borrowing, offer free membership to low-income households while running a pay-for-it-forward scheme, support repair cafes and run skill-sharing workshops to help people learn new practical skills and much more besides.
Newton Abbott Town Council's town meeting takes place this Saturday, May the 17th, between 10 a.m. and 1:30 p.m. The annual event in Courtenay Street is an opportunity to meet with councillors, council officers and museum staff to bring to their attention the matters relating to life in the town that most concern them. It is also a good opportunity to find out about local events, and there will also be free craft activities for children. Any parish issues can be sent in advance to Newton Abbott Town Council at Newton's Place, 43 Walbra Street, Newton Abbott, TQ12 1JQ. Alternatively, the Town Council can be contacted on 01626 201120.